Good morning.
Good morning.
We welcome you to worship on this Sunday morning. After worship, if you wouldn't mind introducing yourselves to me. Some of you I've probably met a few times, but that doesn't mean I'll remember who you are. There's a couple of changes from the bulletin today, or the order of worship, and I'd just like to mention them now. First of all, at the beginning we'll have the invocation. You know, we begin in the name of the triune God. And the reason we do that is, in a way it says, okay, you know, until this time we've been visiting, sharing, getting to catch up on what's gone on in the last week of other people's lives. But now we start focusing on our purpose for being here. And this isn't a time for entertainment. This is a time when we focus on our God and what He means in our lives. And again, after the sermon, we come back to that again as we talk about the triune God, only we flesh it out a little bit more, what it means to belong to the Father, to the Son, to the Holy Spirit. Second change is after our confession of sins, we will then have the sharing of the peace. And the reason I like to put it there is because when we come into worship, we unburden ourselves of the struggles that we have had in the last week, the last days of our life. And it's we offer them up to God. And then we hear those soothing words of forgiveness that we have in Jesus Christ. Forgiveness for all of our sins. Even for the ones that we're still struggling with in our life. And it's then from that peace that we receive from Jesus in that forgiveness, the peace that passes all understanding, it's not that it makes any sense that Jesus forgives us. But we then share that peace with one another. And so after, you know, at that point, we share the peace of Christ with each other and then we continue with the rest of worship. With that, we invite you to stand. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We join in singing, "My hope is built on nothing less."
Thank you.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God who forgives all our sin, whose mercy endures forever.
Amen.
We pray. God of all mercy and consolation, come to the help of your people, turning us from our sin to live for you alone. Give us the power of your Holy Spirit that we may confess our sin, receive your forgiveness, and grow into the fullness of Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
Let us confess our sin in the presence of God and of one another. Gracious God, have mercy on us. We confess that we have turned from you and given ourselves into the power of sin. We are truly sorry and humbly repent. In your compassion, forgive us our sins, known and unknown, things we have done and things we have failed to do. Turn us again to you and uphold us by your Spirit, so that we may live and serve you in newness of life, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. God, who is rich in mercy, loved us even when we were dead in sin, and made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Almighty God, strengthen you with power through the Holy Spirit, that Christ may live in your hearts through faith.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you.
And also with you.
Let us share the peace of Christ that we have through his forgiveness with one another. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. Peace be with you, Gary. Peace be with you, Ryan. Peace be with you, Ryan. The congregation may be seated. We join in singing, "Lord, listen to your children praying," 3 times. Let us pray. O God, on this day you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Please be seated.
The first reading today comes from Acts chapter 2, verses 1 through 21. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. Then suddenly from heaven there came a sound like a violent rush of a wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested upon each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them the ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native tongue of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all of these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language? Perithians, Medes, Elamites, and the residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs, in our own language we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, 'What does this mean?' But others sneered and said, 'They are filled with new wine.' But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them, 'Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you, and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls the name of the Lord shall be saved.'" The word of the Lord. Today's psalm comes from chapter 104, verses 24 through 34 and 35b. Please read the bold print responsively. "How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures. Yonder is the sea, great and wild, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great. There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it. All of them look to you to give them food in due season. You give it to them, they gather it, and you open your hand, and they are filled with good things. When you hide your face, they are terrified. When you take away their breath, they die and return to their dust. You send forth your Spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth. Glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works. You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains, and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being. May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord. Bless, O Lord, O my soul. Alleluia." The second reading comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 3b through 13. "No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge, according to the same Spirit. To another faith by the same Spirit. To another gifts of healing by one Spirit. To another the working of miracles. To another prophecy. To another the discernment of spirits. To another various kinds of tongues. To another the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually, just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, through many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we are all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we are all made to drink of one Spirit. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to John chapter 20. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
Please be seated.
Are there any other young people want to come up? We have a small group this morning. Oh, come on, Katie. You're youngish. All right. Just Ian and Sophie, come on up. No, Ryan? You were going to be the centerpiece of my talk this morning. I'm going to use you anyway, okay? It's okay. So I wanted you to look, though. You needed to sit here. Can you sit here? I want you to look up behind me. Do you see anything different from what we saw last week?
It's red. Come, Holy Spirit.
Today, we celebrate, it's called Pentecost. It means that we are celebrating the day that they recognized that the Holy Spirit came to the whole multitude of people. The Holy Spirit came down. Do you remember us talking about when the Holy Spirit comes to each of us? Do you remember when that happens? When do we see that that happens? Or when do we think about when that happens?
Baptism.
And that was my link to Ryan, because I realized today is the exact 11-year anniversary of Ryan being baptized today, June 4th. And guess what? It was also Pentecost that year, on June 4th, the year he was baptized. I just thought that was really cool that he was baptized on Pentecost. And we think about when the Holy Spirit comes to us. What does the Holy Spirit bring to us at our baptism?
Love.
What else? It brings us gifts that we can share with everyone else. Are the gifts that you get the same as the gifts Sophia got?
No.
No way. Not in a heartbeat. Are the gifts you got the same as the ones Ryan got?
No.
Nope. How about Sophie and Ryan? Are they the same gifts?
No.
How about yours and anyone else in this room?
No
way. Everyone got something different. And we can all share those gifts. That's what we were given them for, is to share them in all of our unique ways. So today is a great way to remember back to the day that we were baptized and the gifts that we were given by the Holy Spirit, and what can we do to share those gifts. All right, let's head back and think about those gifts.
Dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A couple of weeks ago, Pastor Gene talked about orphans and what it means to be an orphan. Today I've got another story related to an orphanage. And this is the story of a young boy named John. 9 years old, and he had lived at the orphanage for most of his life. And there had been a couple of times that John had been taken home by a couple to be a part of their family, but the families had all brought him back saying, he just doesn't fit in to our family. But one day there was a couple came to the orphanage, and they wanted to adopt a child. And their home had already been inspected by the state, and it fit all that was necessary for adoption. And the couple had met with the social workers and had gone through all of the interviews, and they were also approved for adoption. So when they came to the orphanage, they said, we're ready to adopt a child. And the director got out the book with all the pictures and biographies of all the children that were there, and was opening the cover on the book, and the couple said, that's the one we want. The director said, but you haven't even seen the person, the picture of the person, and you haven't heard anything about their history. And they said, we don't care. That's the child that we want. And the director started to say, but there is something about, and no, this is the child we want. So the director had John brought in, because it was his picture and his biography that came up first. And as John came in, the director said, this couple wants to take you to be their child. They want to adopt you. And John looked at the director and said, and are they going to bring me back too, just like all the other people? And the couple said, nope, we're not going to bring you back. And then John asked the question, even if I'm bad? And they said, even if you're bad. There are a couple of words that we're going to talk about this morning and have something to do with the text that we have for today, the word baptism, the word forgiveness, and the word Holy Spirit. None of the texts actually mention baptism in the text that we heard. But in the text that we had from Acts chapter 2, as that story goes on Pentecost Day, as a result of the sermon that Peter preached about Jesus Christ on that day, we remember that there was a big baptism, and 3,000 people were baptized on that day. 3,000 people. And in the next couple of weeks, or during the rest of this month, we'll be blessed to receive 2 children through baptism, Taylor and Nash. And what a joy it will be to receive them into this body of Jesus Christ. And it's almost like this couple that adopted John. In our baptism, God made a promise to us. He gave us his name, and that God says to us, you are my child. And we can respond to God and say, even if I'm bad, and God's response is, yes, even if you're bad. In the reading that we had from Acts chapter 2 on Pentecost Sunday, it talks about what happened with the disciples on that day. The word Pentecost itself is a strange name, especially in a Hebrew society, because it's a Greek word. And the word penta means five, and cost, I guess, must mean 10, because it's 5 times 10, and you come up with 50. Pentecost is 50 days after Passover. We'd say 50 days after Easter, but 50 days after Passover for the Jewish people. And the season of Passover was a time when the Jewish people from all the nations would come to Jerusalem on a pilgrimage to celebrate Passover in Jerusalem. I've read that at Jesus' time there were 60,000 inhabitants in Jerusalem. But during Pentecost, there would be 260,000 people in that city and around the city. Can you imagine the noise that would have brought? Not only because of all those people and the joyous celebration, meeting their old friends and neighbors, but it was also a time when the sheep were killed to prepare for the Passover meal. And so the days before certainly were very noisy, exciting days in Jerusalem. But then on that Passover evening, how quiet it must have been, at least at the first. And as they gave their thanks to God for remembering them, or remembering their ancestors when they were slaves in Egypt and setting them free. And so as Jesus celebrated the Lord's Supper with his 12 disciples, it was a time when they didn't certainly understand the full meaning of that meal. Before Passover, the high priest that year named Caiaphas had said to the other religious, Jewish religious leaders, you know, this year there could be a riot in Jerusalem. Because they knew that Jesus was coming down from Galilee with his disciples, and they'd been hearing all kinds of stuff about Jesus, and it just might be the spark that would set off a riot in Jerusalem. Every year at Passover, the Roman governor, Pontius Pilate, would come from his normal residence in Caesarea, and he would come to Jerusalem to be there. And he'd bring a bunch, thousands and thousands of Roman soldiers with him, just in case. In the temple in Jerusalem, the Romans had built a tower alongside of the temple, which overlooked the temple, so they could see what was going on in the temple square at all times. And they had several thousand soldiers stationed right there, so they could come in and put a stop to anything that might happen. And so Caiaphas says, you know, it's best if one man die rather than the whole nation perish. If we get rid of Jesus, the leader, certainly his disciples will scatter. And so they were all excited when Judas comes to them with the proposition, I'll betray Jesus to you in a very quiet way at night when nobody's going to notice. And so it was. And so as Jesus died, as he rose again on Easter, then we hear the story of Jesus appearing with his disciples on a few occasions, and at first it was always behind locked doors. And it's quite possible it was in that same upper room where they celebrated the Lord's Supper. Then Jesus appeared with his disciples at the Sea of Galilee. And it says that he appeared at one time to more than 400 people all together. And it doesn't talk anymore about his disciples being afraid of any religious leaders. They were being bold because Jesus was alive with them again. And then came that day 40 years after Easter when Jesus took them to Bethany. And he raised his arms and he was taken up into heaven. And you're going to hear about that next Sunday morning. As the gospel reading, we'll talk about what Jesus told the disciples to do. One of the things he told them to do was to baptize and to make disciples of all people. And he told the disciples that they should stay in Jerusalem until the power of the Holy Spirit comes upon them. And that's what happened on Pentecost Sunday. The power of the Holy Spirit came upon them, as Josie told us before. And the disciples, and at this point it says there are 120 of them. Mary, Jesus' mother, is one of them, and Jesus' brothers are part of them. As they were waiting during that time, they decided, you know, there's only 11 disciples. It's time we find another one. And so they selected another person to fill Judas' spot. And we hear the name Matthias. It's the first time we ever hear his name in the Bible. It's the last time we ever hear his name in the Bible. I don't know what that means, but and on that Pentecost Sunday, we hear about the disciples going out, and they start speaking in tongues. Well, not in tongues. They start speaking in languages. And it says that there were people from all Jews who had lived in other parts of the world and had now come back to Jerusalem to live. And each of them brought their native language, what was their first language, not Hebrew or Aramaic as the people in Jerusalem spoke. But some of them were from all the languages that we heard of before in that first reading. And the disciples started speaking. And the people, you know, who were from Media, they understood them speaking in their language. And every one of the other languages as well, and they were all excited. But some of them said this could only happen because they're drunk. Because they knew many of Jesus' disciples were from Galilee, and a lot of them were fishermen, and they knew they weren't very skilled at foreign languages. How could that be? And yet it was. And Peter preaches this sermon and tells them about Jesus of Nazareth and what had happened to him and how he was God's son. And it's as a result of that sermon that the people come to Peter and say, "Peter, what must we do?" And Peter says, "Repent and be baptized, and you will receive the forgiveness of sin and the Holy Spirit." That's the same message that we have for today, right? The good news for us is that for the forgiveness of sins, it comes to us as a gift because of Jesus. And it's because we have received the forgiveness of sins and the cleansing that we have through that forgiveness that we remember in our baptism daily, as Martin Luther encouraged us to do, that we are then made new through that Holy Spirit to live a different life, to serve Jesus in a different way, to look at people in a different way. They're not just our neighbor. They're not just our enemy. But they are people whom Jesus has loved with a love that passes all understanding. And so that changes our hearts. That what makes us different people. When we came, or when a child is baptized, it isn't that God says, "You know, I looked at what this child is going to become, and I think I'll risk adopting that child as my own." But rather, when a child is born and brought to be baptized, God says, "I take that child as my child. And I will never turn my back on the promise that I have made." And it's in that promise that we live every day. And it's in that promise that we come to receive what Jesus offers to us of himself. Take, eat. This is my body for you. This is my blood poured out for you. May the Holy Spirit continue to change us every day. May the Holy Spirit give us guidance with the tough decisions that we have every day in our life. For Jesus' sake, amen. May the peace of God, which goes far beyond our human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus, unto life everlasting. Amen. Let us rise and join in singing our next hymn. Join in confessing our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. Please rise. Merciful God, you open wide your hand and satisfy the need of every living thing. You have set this feast before us. Open our hands to receive it. Open our hearts to embrace it. Open our lives to live it. We pray this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the sunshine, the rain, which you give in due season. Be with the people as they wrestle with how best to care for this earth. Lord, in your mercy. Be with President Donald Trump, Governor Walker, and all who have been elected to serve our nation and our state in positions of leadership. Lord, in your mercy. Watch over those who have lost their homes and their lives because of war, fire, floods, those who live in constant fear. Be with the families, the nation of Great Britain after yet another terrorist attack. May the peace that only Jesus can give change people's hearts and lives so that we all may learn to love and care for those who are alone, lonely, fearful. Lord, in your mercy. We remember those who are ill, those who have lost loved ones. Today we bring before you Jake and Shirley on her brother Leroy's death, Harry and his family on his sister Lillian's death, Kathy, Lexan, Lavera, Mary, Maxine, Ray, Sam, Corbin, Jerome. We remember those in the military, those who are in care facilities, those who are being cared for at home. We also remember others who are heavy on our hearts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and Merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. Fulfilling the promise of the resurrection, you pour out the fire of your Spirit, uniting in one body people of every nation and tongue. And so with Mary Magdalene and Peter and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Be holy, holy, Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me. Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Let us join in the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Come, for all is prepared. peace to serve the Lord. Please rise. Jesus Christ, host of this meal, you have given us not only this bread and cup, but your very self, that we may feast on your great love. Filled again by these signs of your grace, may we hunger for your reign of justice. May we thirst for your way of peace, for you are Lord forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine on you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. We join in singing hymn, God be with you till we meet again.
Thank you.
Please be seated. We have a couple of announcements. One is I won't be here next Sunday. This is a pretty good thing. I work for a week, then I take off a week, and then I work for a week and I take off for another week. So, but then it settles down a little. Ken Iverson will be leading worship next Sunday and Monday. In case of a pastoral emergency, Pastor Christine Steggy from Peace Lutheran Church is available. Just for your information. And Katie has something to share with us.
Good morning.
Morning.
All right. It's that time of year again where I come and talk to you about our summer worship, outdoor worship at Wilson Park, as well as our fundraiser. This year, our outdoor worship with the three churches in Menominee will be August 6th, so it's the first Sunday in August. Our bishop, Rick Hoimy, is coming to preach and share a message with us this Sunday, so you don't want to miss that. He has wonderful messages, if you've ever heard him. Our LCM praise band will also be part of the service as well and following the service, and that service is at 10 a.m., So write that down in your calendars, put it in your phone. You're going to hear a lot more about it, but I wanted to get to you early. Following the service, we are going to have the Lutheran Campus Ministry Pack the Park fundraiser. So we will have the chicken dinner starting right after the service is done. The chicken guys are back. I know the chicken, I've heard the chicken is really good. I never get a chance to eat it because I'm too busy running around, but I've heard it's really good. So that's a two-piece dinner with beans, chips, potato salad, rolls, and we're going to have some root beer floats with some Culver's custard. So tickets for that are $10 for an adult, $5 for kids. We will also be having a bucket raffle as well for a fundraiser. We've got many items to choose from. We already have a drill, which is awesome, so come put your tickets in for that. Tickets are going to be $1 for one ticket or $5 for six tickets. The bucket raffle will be open an hour before worship, close during worship, and then reopen. So if you get there early, you can browse around and get it or put it. Words are escaping me today. Put your tickets in for what you really want. And then at noon, we're going to call all those tickets. We're also going to be having some family events as well. The Bounce House is back. Who's excited about that? I am. We're going to have games and face painting and a lot more. So watch for posters. The posters will have more information of what I just said. And I need some volunteers. So I'm going to be around after worship today with some volunteer forms if you're interested in helping out. We need volunteers to help serve the meal, help to set up the raffle, help to set up some things throughout the event as well. So if you're willing to help out, if you helped out last year, we really appreciated your help. It went really smoothly. So come find me if you would like a volunteer form. Otherwise, I will come find you. All right. And I just want to recognize the two board members on the Lutheran Campus Ministry Board of Directors from Christ Lutheran. One is Josie Wilterdink, who is our board chair this year, who is getting ready. And the other one is Leslie Faulkner as well. So she is new on the board this year as well. So if you have questions and I'm not around, they are also people you can go to. So thank you.
Are there any other announcements? Go in peace. Share the good news.